우리 산업 선교 전문팀들이 한 70개 넘습니다.
We have about 70 different specialized teams for our business and industry missions.
그 중에 우리 보호 받은 대로 제일 사역을 지금 처음부터 지속적으로 제일 잘하고 있는 팀이 우리 군선교입니다.
And among the 70 plus teams that we already have, I do believe that just as we received the report today, the teams that are really carrying out their ministry very well is the military team.
실제로 그 모르고 가는 사람들도 있는데 군 합숙하고 간 렘넌트들이 굉장히 도움이 돼요.
And there are of course some people who go into the military without knowing it about it in advance, but a lot of the remnants who receive the military camp training pre-enlistment receive a lot of help from it.
또 군에 갔을 때도 방향 같은 것을 질문하게 되면 이 선배들이 잘 인도하고 있는 이런 상황입니다.
And we see the situation unfold where even in the military, when they question the direction they must take inside of that field, a lot of their seniors are able to help them and support them.
뭐 사실은 그 사업하는 분들은 능력만 있으면 돈을 많이 벌잖아요.
Now, of course, when it comes to business, when people just have the ability or are very capable and competent, they can make money.
이 뭐 군인들은 능력 있다고 해서 돈 버는 데는 아니거든요.
But for service members, it's a different field. Just because you're capable does not mean that you can make money from that.
그런데도 불구하고 여러분 사역이 제일로 변함없이 줄기차게 지금 잘하고 있습니다.
But despite that limitation and restriction, we see that you are the ones really carrying out your ministry the best.
그래서 군사역자 여러분에게 감사드리고 여러분이 조금 더 어려움 있어도 힘 빠지지 말고 이 일을 렘드 일어날 때까지 하셔야 됩니다.
And so I'd like to thank all of you military ministry workers and I hope that you can continue this and continue this on to the next generation of remnants despite the many difficulties you might experience.
왜냐하면 군대는 사실은 최후의 훈련 시간장이고 시간표입니다.
And the reason for this is because the military, in fact, really is the last training time schedule and field.
집단으로 모여서 자기 개인 자유 없이 기회가 주어진 마지막입니다.
It is that final opportunity that's given to you. People are moving in a collective group. There's no individual freedom.
이때 안 되어지면은 어렵다고 봐야 돼요.
And so if this does not take place at this time, then it will continue to be very difficult to do so.
그래서 하나님이 우리에게 군대라는 큰 기회를 주신 겁니다.
And that's why God has given to us this very great opportunity called the military.
뭐 거의 이 대학에서 할 수 없는 일들이 일어날 수 있죠.
A lot of things that cannot take place in the college campuses can take place in this very field.
이 이상도 이제 기승세 밖에 나가면은 이제 바꿀 수 없죠.
And after you pass through this time schedule and you become the adult generation, those things that have set down in place are very difficult to change.
그래서 여러분이 이걸 꼭 해줘야 되는 겁니다.
And that's why what you must absolutely do is this.
어떻게 인생을 편집할 거냐 하는 것이죠.
It's the issue of how can we have this life edit, and how can we help people to have this.
이런 상황 속에 있으니까요.
It's because we are in this kind of situation of Numbers 14:1-10.
거의 마지막 지금 광야에 38년 동안 왔다니까요.
We see that the Israelites were in the wilderness for about 38 years.
38년 동안 광야 길을 왔는데 거의 여기까지 오는 데가 2년밖에 안 걸렸어요.
They were taking the wilderness path for about 38 years and just coming to this point of Numbers 14 it took about 2 years time.
38년을 온 게 아니란 말이에요.
They didn't come all the way through 38 years to reach this point.
여기가 가데스 바네아입니다.
This was Kadesh Barnea.
여기까지 오는데 2년 걸렸어요.
And coming to that field of Kadesh Barnea took just 2 years.
여기서 38년을 머물게 됩니다.
And there they dwell for about 38 years.
왜 그러냐면은 하나님은 한두 명에게라도 이 부분을 중요하게 보신 겁니다.
And why is that? Because even for just one or two people, God saw that this life edit was so very important.
그래서 꼭 여러분들이 이 부분을 보시고 사역을 하셔야 돼요.
And that's why you must have your eyes open to see this as you carry out your ministry.
그래서 결론부터 내리자면은
So to just come to the conclusion first.
군에서 어떤 사역을 했으면 좋겠냐 하는 거죠.
What kind of ministry ought we to carry out inside of the military?
이걸 바꾸어 줄 수 있는 대표적인 뭐가 있어야 되겠죠.
There needs to be a representative case to change these life edits.
제가 옛날에 대학 시절일 텐데 지나가다가 이제 흘러다니는 쪽지를 한 게 봤어요.
It was when I was going to college and I just happened to see a piece of paper fluttering by.
그 제목이 보니까 10대들의 쪽지 이렇게 돼 있어요.
And so the title of this little note was note of teenagers or people in their teens.
그러면 10대들은 다 관심 가지고 보겠죠.
And of course all the teenagers people in that age group will be very interested in this paper.
물론 그 기독교 단체에서 만드는 건데 내용이 좋아요.
And of course it was made by a Christian organization and it was very good content.
그리고 자주 내가 접해 보기도 하고 뭐 이렇게 했는데 아이들이 많이 봐요.
And I referenced it often and a lot of these younger students really took to it and they really looked at it.
근데 이제 제가 보면서 큰 답은 없다 하는 걸 느꼈어요.
But as I even read through that note, I thought to myself, there's no great answer here.
아이들에게 이걸 줄 수 있는 답이 있어야 됩니다.
You need to have the answer 그렇죠. where you can provide these life edits for these people.
지금 여러분은 너무 조직이 지금 사실 좋고요. 좋은 기회 와 있습니다, 지금.
And so you are in very prime circumstances and you have been given a very great opportunity.
그래서 난 이 군대라고 하는 조직이 너무 좋다. 이런 걸 느낄 때가 많아요.
And so I oftentimes think to myself that this mechanism of this military, it's just a fine place in a fine field.
뭐 어느 정도 계급이 있으니까요, 말도 잘 듣고 여러 가지 일하기 좋아요 보니까.
And because there are also ranks, people are very accommodating. They listen very well to the instructions and they follow through.
기회입니다.
It's an opportunity.
그래서 막 그 저 10대들의 쪽지는 없어진 걸로 알고 있어요.
And so from what I'm aware of, I think that note for teenagers it disappeared.
그래서 저는 크게 무슨 뭘 만든다기보다는 나도 학생이니까 돈이 없잖아요.
So instead of trying to create something new, I thought about my circumstances. I was just a student, so I didn't have a lot of finances.
이만한 종이에다가 똑같은 글을 양쪽에 씁니다.
On just a piece of paper, I wrote the same content on both sides.
그러면 쪼개면 두 장이 되죠.
And if you cut it in half, it becomes two leaflets.
그거를 이제 학교 앞에서 제가 복사를 한 거예요.
And then I copied that in front of the school campus.
예, 복사를 하면은 두 장이 되잖아요.
And if you copy that, then you can have several more replicas or duplicate copies of that.
그래 이제 숫자대로 이제 이렇게 복사를 하는 겁니다.
And so I would make many copies of that paper.
그게 복음 편지의 시작이었습니다.
That became the start of the gospel letter.
제가 이제 만든 복음 편지 그거는 영도에 들어가서 정리를 한 거고요. 현장에서 아이들에게 복음 편지를 준 겁니다.
The gospel letter booklet that we made that later on when I went into Yeongdo, but it actually began from that field when I was just handing this out pieces of paper to the students.
그런데 얼마나 큰 영향이 간지 그건 저는 모릅니다.
So I don't know how much influence this exerted.
근데 제자가 나와요.
But disciples began to arise.
나 그게 좀 많은 은혜를 받은 겁니다.
And I received tremendous grace from that.
아이들 가운데 그거 읽고 제자가 나온다니까요.
Among the students, among those who read that, disciples began to arise.
자, 다른 걸 절대 쓰면 안 되겠지요. 복음 편지를 보냈는데 제자가 일어나요.
So you can't write other content. It was just a gospel letter, and disciples began to arise.
지금은 조금 뭐 이름은 바꿔도 괜찮습니다만은 이런 게 필요합니다.
And so we can change the title or the name a little bit, but we need something like this.
군생활 묵상이라는 프로그램이나 혹 글자가 나오게 되면은 군생활 묵상집 이렇게 되겠죠.
A program for meditation for life in the military, or if you were to have that as a document or a reference, perhaps a meditational book.
예, 어떤 군인이라도 접할 수 있는 단어죠.
So that all service members can be can have their hearts open to this.
초대교회처럼 우리는 지금 봉쇄돼 있는 상태인데 상관없습니다. 사람 사람을 통해 제자 제자를 통해 건너가기 때문에 더 빠릅니다.
So this is an age of isolation now that we've come into, just like the early church ages. But it doesn't matter because this is transferred through people through people. That's why it's all the easier.
로마에서 그 국교로 선언하고 법적으로 예수 믿기 만들었을 때 제자 속도가 더 늦었다니까요.
Rome proclaimed Christianity as their national religion, and when it became legal for them to give worship and to believe, actually the spread of the disciples began to slow.
철저히 봉쇄돼가지고 숨어서 고기 익투수이 그릴 때 더 빨리 전파돼요.
But when everything was in isolation, everybody was secluded from one another. When they were just sharing the small messages of the ichthus, the fish shape, that's when more disciples arose.
이게 지금 현재 지금까지 잘 해온 여러분의 군 선교의 제1사명입니다.
And so this is the very first mission that all of you must carry out. You've been carrying out your ministry very well until now, and this is the very first of that.
이번에 파송 예배 말고는 사명 세 가지가 주지. 근데 이걸 크게 일을 벌리는 것도 아니고 너무나 필요한 일들이 여러분 하고 있는 일을 조금 더 단단하게 만드는 겁니다.
And apart from the commissioning ceremony, I'll be speaking about three missions, main missions that you must carry out. It's all ministry that you've been carrying out until now, but I'll just solidify that and make that concrete a little bit more.
왜 이거냐 하는 겁니다.
Why is it this then?
30년 전부터 기도한 겁니다.
I've been praying for this for 30 plus years.
왜 이겁니까?
Why this meditation for military life?
네피림들이 명상을 가지고 세계를 정하고 있습니다.
Because the Nephilim forces are conquering the entire world through the sheer power of transcendental meditation.
그 사람 중심의 명상하고는 비교가 안 되는 하나님의 말씀이 우리 있단 말이에요.
But for us, we have word meditation, holy meditation that is incomparable to any sort of meditation techniques of the world.
안 들어가서 그렇지 들어가기만 하면 분명히 살아나.
It just has not entered into the field, but if it really does enter into it, absolutely people will be revived from it.
내 영혼 속에 말씀이 역사에 소성되면 반드시 살아나.
If the word begins to be at work inside of my soul and spirit, absolutely that life force will begin to be at work.
그것 말고는 길이 없는 겁니다.
Apart from that, there's no other way.
자, 이거 하실 때 참고해야 될 게 있습니다.
And as you do this, there is something that you must keep in mind and reference.
뭘 참고해야 되겠습니까?
What must you keep in mind?
지금 뭐 이런 얘기들이 지금 많이 나오고 있습니다.
A lot of things like this are being said right now.
4차 산업이 들어서면서 지금 급하게 변화가 일어나고 있다.
That rapid changes are underway as a result of the fourth industrial revolution.
자칫 잘못하면 우리는 굉장히 살기 어려워질 시대가 온다.
And with one misstep, we can really begin to enter into an era where it's difficult for us to subsist and can continue with our lives.
한마디로 얘기하자면 인공지능이 세계를 잡는다 이거죠.
So in other words, what they're saying is that artificial intelligence will take over the world.
와, 그럴 겁니다.
And it's likely to happen.
그래서 막 급변하는 사회가 온다 하는 지금 학자들이 똑같이 지금 말을 내놓고 있습니다.
And all the different scholars of many different types of thought, they continue to say the same message, which is that an era of rapid transformation and seismic changes will dawn upon us.
예, 저는 그 맞지만은 답은 아니다.
I do believe that there is some merit to those words, but I don't think that that is, itself is the answer.
왜냐하면은 속도 차이지 옛날부터 변해왔어요.
And why is it? Because from long ages past, we've seen these changes. Of course, there's a difference in the pace at which it takes place.
옛날부터 변해왔다니까요.
From long ago, we've seen changes underway.
지금은 이제 발전되니까 속도가 빠르다는 거지 옛날부터 변화되었어요.
Now, of course, because society has advanced to this extent, we see that the pace of change is more rapid. 예. But there's always been change, even in the past.
공통점이 언제든지 100년 단위로 변해왔어요.
The commonality is that these kinds of changes take place in 100-year terms.
그게 아마 우리 인생이면 길면 한 100년 사니까 그렇겠죠. 한 100년 단위로 계속 변하는 거예요.
And perhaps that's because the average lifespan averages out to about 100 years. Perhaps that's why.
허허벌판에 50년 전에 시도됐던 게 지금 최고로 그 강남 아닙니까?
And so in the past, it was a barren piece of land, plot of land, and then in 50 years' time, buildings began to be erected. We see that it's Gangnam now.
그 누가 미래를 내다보고 아파트를 지은 거요? 그게 지금 저게 지금 강남을 만들었거든요.
And somebody had that great foresight and insight to really look out into the future, and they began to build buildings in that barren land, and that became Gangnam.
지금 이 모세는 모세 오경을 쓴 거 보면요, 적어도 100년을 앞당게 본 거예요.
And the fact that Moses recorded
적어도요.
The Pentateuch, the five books, means that he was able to look out about a century in advance.
영향은 뭐 천년이 넘어가고 백년이 이제 천년도 넘어갔지만은 모세는 일단 지금 가나안 땅 들어가서 일어날 걸 본 거예요.
Now, of course, the force of influence that that record had, it exceeds 1,000 years. But we see that at that point in time, Moses was able to look in the wilderness about 100 years into the future.
특히 이 모세는요. 재앙 시대를 본 겁니다.
And especially Moses was able to see that era, that age of disaster.
자, 하나님의 역사의 흐름이 이렇게 돼요.
And if God works, this is what happens.
여러분이 하나님의 말씀으로 이 부분이 되어지면 저 답이 나온다니까.
If you're able to really meditate in your military life through the word of God, this answer will result.
사실은 모세가 그 왕궁에 있을 때는 이걸 못 했어요.
And actually, when Moses was in the palace, he did not have this meditation take place.
물론 마음에는 있었죠.
Now, of course, it always was in his heart.
그러나 이게 실제 어디서 일어나는 거니까 쫓겨나서 미디안에 있을 때 되어진 겁니다.
But when did this actually take place? When he was on the run, when he was a fugitive, and when he was in Midian.
그래서 나이가 너무 많아서 포기할 시간표가 됐는데 하나님 부르니까 당황한 거죠.
He was so old in his years. It was near his time for him to completely surrender his life and give up. But that's when God called him, and that's why he was taken aback.
그게 호렙산이었어요.
That was Mount Horeb.
호렙산에서 하나님께서는 완전히 이 부분을 알려주죠.
And on Mount Horeb, God accurately reveals to him this.
이스라엘 민족의 각인 뿌리 체질을 바꾸지 않으면 안 되니까 하나님이 이 일을 모세를 통해 시도를 하신 거예요.
And God began to commence with this work and initiate this through Moses because the Israelites had to change their imprints, roots, and nature.
그렇다면 지금 여러분의 사역은 굉장히 중요한 겁니다.
Then if that's the case, in the same vein, your ministry is so very important.
제가 볼 때는요.
From what I can see.
그래서 난 여러분 치다 보면 막 신기하기도 하고요. 오히려 아니 우리 정모수가 그런 얘기했어. 우리 군성교 참 대단하다. 이게.
So whenever I look out at you, I have no choice but to marvel, especially with Reverend Chung Eun-joo. He was saying that our military missions, it's really amazing.
여러분들 보니까 뭐 누가 도와주지도 않고 아무것도 없는데 줄기차게 일을 해요 보니까.
Because we see that you continuously conduct your ministry despite the fact that nobody's out there to support you or help you.
나중에 어떻게 되느냐를 보여.
We'll have to. You're able to see what will happen later on. That's what's important.
여러분의 작은 헌신으로 보일지 몰라도 나중에는 이렇게 돼요.
This may appear to be a very small dedication or devotion, but this is what will happen later on.
여기서 주신 겁니다.
This is what God has given. Exodus 3:15 to
20. 이거 하라는 겁니다.
This is what God wants.
이스라엘 민족 데려와 이걸 각인시켜라.
He was saying, bring out the Israelites and have them.
이거 뿌리 내리게 만들어라.
Give them these.
이거 체질 바꿔줘라.
And change their nature.
이거란 말이요.
That's what this was about.
이 얼마나 큰 역사들이지. 이스라엘 역사 중에 그만 큰 역사 없었습니다.
So many great works arose from this. From throughout the entire history of Israel, there was no greater work than this.
세계 역사 가운데 애굽을 이기고 나온 노예들은 없어요.
When you look at the history of the
그렇죠.
world, there are no groups of slaves that was able to overcome a formidable force like Egypt and come out and be liberated.
그것도 싸우지 않고 이기더라.
And on top of that, they won without.
전쟁에서 이긴 게 아니야. 싸우지 않고 이긴 거.
They didn't wage war. They won without fighting.
끝까지 따라 나오다가 스스로 홍해 빠져다 죽었지 전쟁인 건 아니에요.
The Egyptians, of course, the armies followed and chased after them and were hot in pursuit. Of course, they just drowned by themselves. They didn't fight a war against the Egyptians.
이 소문이 온 세계에 난 거예요.
And the news of this spread throughout the entire world.
문제는 어디 있습니까?
Then what is the problem? What is the issue?
이 사실을 전혀 알지 못하는 후대들이 지금 남은 거예요.
It was that there was a new generation that was completely unaware of all of these things that had happened.
모세, 여호수아, 갈렙만 알고 있지 아무도 모르는 이 후대들이 남았는데 이 부분을 지금 어떻게 해야 되겠습니까?
Only Moses, Joshua, and Caleb knew about these things that had happened. Now an entire new generation was left and they had no awareness of this. What could
그냥 군에 와 있잖아요. 저걸 어떻게 할 겁니까?
In the same way, these people are just in the military. What are you going to do with them?
안 올 수가 없잖아요.
They have no choice but to come.
그래 와 있는 겁니다.
So they're just sitting there.
그래서 빨리 한 2년 때고 나가자. 이건 이게 사병들이거든요.
And their commission is just
그거 아닙니까?
Speed up their time in the military about 2 years' time. Just somehow have that time pass and then get out of there.
이렇게 좋은 기회예요.
So this is such a great opportunity.
본인들 전혀 모르는 거죠.
But they themselves are completely oblivious to that.
그렇다고 해서 불신자 뭐 어? 지금 군인들 장교들 그걸 다 압니까? 아니잖아요.
We see these unbelievers and soldiers by profession, these service members, are they aware of this? The 예. officers, are they aware?
예, 이런 어마어마한 사실을 어떻게 일반 군인들이 압니까?
And how can just the average soldier know this amazing fact in this age of disaster?
여기에서 완전히 결단 내는 시간이 나오는데 그게 가데스바네아 합니다.
And there was a time when all of them really came to a very strong resolution and that was a time that they spent in Kadesh Barnea.
됐지요 무슨 말인지.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
얘네들 막 캐치 빨리 하니까 이제는요 뭔가 비밀로 혹은 공식으로 파고들어야 됩니다.
I know you're very quick to understand. There are times we need to take very covert hidden methods. Many times we have to make it very public.
심지어 이게 편집되지면요 번역까지 해서라도 세계 군대로 파고들어야 돼요.
And if this becomes edited, then you can interpret it and translate it into different languages and have it plow into all the different military fields of the world.
요즘은 너무 쉬운 게 본부 자료국하고 손잡으세요. 손잡고 하시면 전부 인터넷으로 다 내버릴 수 있어요.
And do it together.
군성교 이름으로 다 내버릴 수 있어요.
The headquarters internet administration, if you are in direct connection with them, then you're able to just translate all the material and it'll just go out real time through the internet.
세 가지입니다.
Three things.
첫째입니다.
First.
언약을 각인시켜야 되는데 이유가 뭐냐면은 잘못된 각인 바꾸기를 해야 됩니다.
We must imprint the covenant and the reason for that is because we need to change our incorrect imprints.
군에 왔다고 하면 이미 누구나 다른 걸로 각인돼 있어요.
And the fact that you're just sitting in the military already means that you're already imprinted with other things.
다른 걸로 각인 뿌리 체질돼 있다니까요.
You have other imprints, roots and natures already.
그렇다면 후대들에게 군생활 묵상의 키가 뭐냐는 겁니다.
And if that's the case, and for this next up and coming generation, what is the key to military life meditation?
이걸 회복시키죠.
It's the restoration of Genesis 1:27.
인간에게만 하나님의 형상을 심었어요.
And God has only 그렇죠. planted in people the image of God.
짐승에게는 하나님의 형상이 없습니다.
He has not given that likeness of God to beasts or animals.
그래서 뭐 소도 잡아먹고 말이죠. 닭도 잡아먹고 이게 성경적이에요. 그건.
And that's why we eat beef, we eat chicken. It's biblical.
그리고 뭡니까?
And what else?
창세기 2장 7절.
Genesis 2:7.
하나님이 생명을 불렀다.
God breathed in the breath of life into mankind.
하나님의 형상인 영혼만 주신 게 아니고 거기에다 생명을 불렀어요.
He didn't just give us a soul as having that image of God. He breathed in the breath of life into man.
우리에게 그 에덴 현장에서요. 세계를 정복할 수 있도록 만들었다. 이걸 뺏기 뿌린 거예요.
And Genesis 2:1-18. In that field of Eden, God gave all authority and power to conquer the world, but that's what we have had taken away from us.
그러니까 결국은 이거 회복시키는 걸 말해요.
And that's why ultimately it is the restoration of this.
이게 1강입니다.
That's lecture 1.
군성기뿐 아닙니다. 모든 데서 이렇게 해야 되는데 군성기가 제일 기회가 좋으니까.
This isn't just a case for military missions. It's a case for every single field, but especially for the military because this is such a prime opportunity.
그리고 잘할 수 있는 분들이 군대 제일 많아요.
And we have a lot of people carrying out the ministry very well in the military field.
일단 군대 생활 한 사람은 계급에 따라 통솔력이 있어요.
And so especially those who have that rank in the military, they've been imbued with that rank. They have that commanding power.
근데 일반 사람은 그게 없습니다.
But ordinary people really don't have that.
아무리 이 여자분들도 군대만 가면요, 거기에 따라 통솔력이 생겨요.
And
그렇잖아요.
Even women who go into the military, by the sheer force of the rank or the position that they hold, they have the ability to just garner a lot of different people and really gather them together.
조금 일반 아줌마들이 찾아보기 힘든 거죠.
And that kind of force or that kind of influence is very difficult to find in just your average middle-aged woman.
이렇게 여러분들은 좋은 조건을 지금 갖고 있는 겁니다.
And so you have this very good opportunity and conditions given to you.
이 기회를 놓치지 마라.
So do not lose hold of this.
군성교 제1 사명.
This is the very first mission of military missions.
여러분 이미 준비되어 있습니다.
And everything has already been prepared for you.
하기만 하면 돼요.
You just need to do it.
여러분은 지금까지 뭐 아무 없는 조건에서도 해왔습니다.
Until now you've carried out this very work when there were no apt conditions.
왜 이렇게 해야 됩니까?
And why is that the case?
바꿔줘야 됩니다.
Why must we do this?
이게 여러분의 사명입니다.
The wrong imprints. This
이거 안 바꿔주면 평생 고생합니다.
If you don't change these imprints, these wrong imprints for them, they will suffer all life long.
복음을 알게 할 정도가 아니고 각인시켰.
It's not at the sheer level, simple level of coming to know the gospel. They must become imprinted with it.
그리고 뭡니까?
And what else?
각인 정도가 아니고.
It's not just simple imprints anymore.
이 비밀을 누리게 만들어야 돼.
You must now help them to enjoy this mystery of the three feasts.
구원과 성령의 역사와 보좌의 힘 누리도록 만들어줘요.
Salvation, the working of the Holy Spirit, and the power of the throne. You must help them to enjoy that.
그걸 증명하고 있는 게 언약궤입니다.
And the testament to that is the Ark of the Covenant.
그리고 뭡니까?
And what else?
이제는 이 모임이 뭡니까?
What is this meeting, this military meeting?
이게 성막, 해막, 장막이다 그 말이에요.
This meeting itself is the tabernacle and the tent of meeting.
왜 이 세 단을 같이 쓰느냐?
Why do I use these terminologies together?
예배와 성전과 생활이 다 들어있는 겁니다.
Because worship, temple, our lives, all of it is contained inside of this.
이렇게 만드는 겁니다.
That's how you must make them to be.
많은 숫자 상관없고 여러분 한두 명 만들기 시작하면 반드시 역사는 일어나게 돼 있습니다.
The number of people is not important. If you just help people, just one or two people experience this, absolutely the works will begin to arise.
이걸 보고 한 명씩 한 명씩 모여들기 때문에 말릴 수 없어요.
And people begin to see this, and one by one they'll begin to gather on their own, and that's why you can't even block this kind of work.
그렇게도 강력한 조직인 유대인이 못 막고 그렇게도 강력한 군대인 로마가 못 막았어요.
And the Jewish organization, the Jewish people, which had such strong power, the formidable power of the Roman army and the military, they could not block this from happening.
자, 이 후대 현장을 보세요.
So look at this field of the next generation.
그것도 대표자들입니다. 정탐꾼들이 갔다 와서는요. 말도 안 되는 얘기를 합니다.
And the representatives among the assembly of Israel, the scouts, came back from their scouting activity and they said nonsensical words.
군대와 세상은 자칫 잘못하면 자멸 현장으로 되어 있습니다.
The same thing happens for the world and for the military. It just with one misstep can become a field of self-destruction.
우리 사회하는 사역자 그런 이야기 했습니다만 심각할 겁니다. 근데 기도하면서 뭐 기도 속에도 그 느끼지는 현장은 심각할 겁니다.
Brief for today and the person who prayed, the representative of prayer, we can hear that from the briefing as well as the prayer that this is such a very grave and serious field.
적과 꿀이 흐르는 땅이라고 공통적으로 본 거예요.
And so they commonly saw that it was a land flowing with milk and honey.
네, 좋은 것은 누구나 다 좋다고 보죠.
Because when something is good, everybody can see that.
그러나 금이는 강하고 성읍은 크고 견고하고 거인들이 살고 있다. 우리는 못 간다.
But then the scouts began to say, however, the people who dwell there are strong, the cities are large and fortified, and we cannot go in.
완전히 지금요. 이 현장을 보고 사명자들이 겁을 먹은 거예요.
And so these committed workers saw this field and began trembling in fear.
아니 갔다 보더니 그냥 뭐 낙담한 사람으로 돌아왔다니까.
And so they just went out to scout out the land and they came back and they were filled with so much discouragement and despair.
이게 오늘의 현실입니다.
This is today's reality.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
지금 너무 힘들고 말이야. 이 군생활도 힘들고 막 사회생활도 힘들고 막 이런 식으로 지금 나갑니다.
There's so much difficulty surrounding us. Life in the society, life in the military, it's so arduous and so difficult.
그 남방에는 아말렉, 헷, 여부스 있고 아모리 산지 있고 막 저 가나안인 대비 쭉 이제 환경을 얘기한 거예요.
They began to speak about that environment. In the south we have the Amalekites, the Hittites and the Jebusites, the Amorites in the hill country, the Canaanites by the sea.
어느 정도 지금 낙심을 했나면요 착각까지 합니다.
To what extent was their despair? They began to have this misconception.
사람이 낙담되면 착각해요.
If you get really disappointed and you fall into discouragement, then you begin to see things incorrectly.
우리는 그에 비하면 메뚜기다.
And begin to say, compared to them, we're like grasshoppers.
무슨 사람만한 메뚜기가 있습니까? 이런 식으로 사람이 되어버린 거예요.
How can there be grasshoppers of this size? But they fall into that kind of misconception.
그 말 듣고. 14장 1절에 보면 백성들이 통곡을 했다.
But the people, after hearing this report in Numbers 14:1, begin to lament.
이렇게 여론이란 게 무섭습니다.
And this is how frightening that public consensus is.
이 사람들의 여론은 전혀 진실 아닙니다. 그런데 이것 듣고요 그렇게도 은혜 받아 감동되가 통곡을 하고.
And that consensus was not even the fact or the truth, but people were so inspired by those words and so touched by that they began to weep and they lament.
교회고 사회고 간에. 이런 현실입니다.
Whether it's the church or society as a whole, it's this kind of reality we're faced with.
뭘 해야 되겠습니까?
What must we do in that time?
현장 바꾸기 해야 됩니다.
You must change the field.
왜 여러분 보고 이걸 하라고 왔습니까?
Why does God tell you to carry this out?
가데스 바네아에서 인생 편집 완전히 일어나야 된다.
Because in Kadesh Barnea, you must completely have life edit take place.
군에서 인생 편지 완전히 일어나야 된다.
You must have complete life edit take place in the military.
마지막 각인이다.
And this is the final imprint.
이때 여호수아 갈렙이 2절에 보니까요. 옷을 찢었다.
And if you look in verse 2 of this passage, we see that Joshua and Caleb began to tear at their clothes.
옷을 찢은 것은 뭘 말합니까?
What does this speak of?
그때 옷을 찢었다는 것은 회개하는 걸 말해.
At that time and in that age, when they tore their clothes, it signifies repentance.
하나님 앞에 막 회개하는 이런 마음으로요.
So they began to repent before God.
거기는 정말 아름다운 땅이다.
And what they say is that land is exceedingly good.
이건 다 같이 자기도 그걸 봤어요.
And this is what the other spies saw too.
근데 중요한 걸 말했습니다.
But they said something very important here.
여호와께서 주신 땅이다.
This is a land the Lord has given to us.
맞잖아요.
It's true.
이걸 여호수아 갈렙이 얘기한 거예요.
And this is what Joshua and Caleb speak about.
여호와께서 주신 적과 꿀이 흐르는 땅이라.
They say the land flowing with milk and honey the Lord gave to us.
9절에 그들은 우리의 밥이다.
In verse 9 they say they are bread for us.
보호자는 다 도망하고 없다.
Their protection is removed from them.
정확하게 본 거예요.
They saw it most accurately.
이랬더니 백성들이 돌로 치려고 다니더라.
But when they spoke these words, the people in turn began to try to stone them.
이게 오늘날 현실입니다.
This is today's current reality.
절대 낙심할 필요 없습니다.
There's absolutely no reason
이때에 여호와의 영광이 회막에서 이스라엘 모든 자손에게 나타났다.
Because at this time the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of meeting to all the people of Israel together.
그 모인 곳에 이스라엘의 여호와의 영광이 나타났다.
And upon that assembly of Israel the glory of the Lord shone.
군 선교 제1사명.
The very first commission, the mission of military mission.
여러분 이걸 붙잡았을 때 여호와의 영광이 임했다.
When you hold on to this, the glory of the Lord will come upon you.
누가 막을 겁니까?
Who can block that?
이런 일이 여러분 일어나면 속지 않으면 돼요.
These things will happen for you so long as you refrain from being deceived.
대부분 제가 볼 때는 99.9%가요. 딱 현실 마주치면 속아요.
The great majority of people, 99.9%, when they're met with their present reality, they are deceived.
가만히 있어도 될 텐데요.
They just need to stand completely still.
그냥 기도만 하고 있어도 될 텐데, 99.9%가 현실 만나면 속아버려.
All they need to do is just stand still and remain in prayer, but 99.9% of the people, when they're met with their reality, they are deceived.
여러분, 응답과 실패는 그 뒤에 온다는 걸 알아야 돼요.
You have to understand that the true answer follows the answer.
여러분이 오늘 언약을 잡고 있으면 아무것도 아닌 것처럼 보이지만 그 뒤에는 여호와의 영광이 임하게 돼요.
If you hold on to the covenant today, it may seem immediately like nothing is happening, but the glory of the Lord will shine upon you later on.
여러분이 불평, 불만, 낙심 착각하고 있을 때 아무것도 아닌 것처럼 보이고 그게 오히려 더 소통이 될 수 있을지 몰라도 나중에는 허감이 따라와요.
When you're filled with complaints or deep resentment or misconceptions and so much grumbling, you may think that that has nothing, but actually the result of that will come later on.
여러분이 교회 문제가 왔을 때 모여서 말하면 불신앙하고 이렇게 하면 소통은 될지 몰라도 허감은 따라와요.
And when problems come to the
그렇죠.
church and you're filled with unbelief, you might be able to communicate that with other people, but absolutely the force of darkness will be at work upon that.
여러분이 언약을 잡고 있을 때 외로울 수도 있고 답답할 수도 있습니다. 그러나 반드시 여호와의 영광이 임하게 되어 있습니다.
At times when you hold on to the covenant, you may be lonely, you may be frustrated, but absolutely the light and the glory of the Lord will shine upon you.
군 선교는 사단의 전략을 완전히 박살내는 것이 가장 중요한 전략이다.
The most important strategy for military missions is to completely destroy the scheme, the strategy of Satan.
오래된 거 사람 중심의 생각.
The long-standing things, thoughts that are centered on people.
오래된 겁니다.
It's a long-standing problem.
우리를 미혹하는 거.
The things that confound us and confuse us.
오래된 겁니다.
It's persisted for a very long time.
우리의 눈을 어둡게 만드는 거.
The things that make our eyes grow dim.
이게 뭐지요? 사람 중 이게?
What does it mean? People centered.
이게 창세기 3장 1장 11장입니다.
This is Genesis 3, 6 and 11.
또 미혹이 있습니다.
And there is confusion.
아니, 하나님을 안 믿어 저렇게 잘 되는데. 잘 되잖아요.
Because you look out at the world and you say they don't even believe in God and yet they're living so well. It's
그게
true.
이겁니다.
But it's this. It's Genesis
사도행 13, 16, 19 하루 가보니까 뭐 하나님 안 믿어도 그거 잘 되는데.
Acts 13, 16, 11, 19 they don't even believe in God.
여기 미혹이요, 미혹.
And everything takes place so well for them. That's the confusion.
불신자 상태 6가지에 완전히 잡혀붙다.
And they're completely surrounded by and seized by the six states of the unbeliever.
잡힌 줄도 몰라.
And, but they're not even aware of the fact that they're seized by it.
이들을 바꿔줘야 됩니다.
We must help them to change that.
가능합니다.
And it's possible.
오직 말씀으로.
With only the word.
오직 복음의 중요한 말을 편집했더니 어느 날 뒤바뀌어 놓으셔.
Just edit the important word of the covenant, and one day you find yourself transformed.
그래서 여러분의 사명이 중요한 것도 맞지만은. 여러분의 기회가 너무 중요해요.
And that's why yes, it's true that your mission is so very important. But this opportunity given to you is so very important.
지금 생각하고 아, 내가 군대에서 어떻게 전도하지? 그럴 신경 쓸 거 없습니다. 가만히 있어도 됩니다.
So now is the time for you to change your thinking. No longer continue to ask the question, how can I evangelize in the military field?
뭘 말입니까? 이걸 하고 있는 사람은 가만히 있어도 문 열려요.
Just change your thinking. Even if you're doing
그렇죠.
this and you just stand completely still, doors will begin to open to you.
이걸 모르는 사람은 문 열려도 열매 안 나요.
But people who don't know this answer, even if doors open before them, there will be no fruits born from that.
자, 전도는 전혀 어려운 거예요. 내가 이걸 누리고 있으면 내 옆에 이 군인이 있단 말이에요.
Evangelism is not difficult. So long as I have this answer, let's say that this soldier is next to me.
분명히 느끼게 돼요.
They will absolutely feel it.
아, 내가 어려움 왔는데 이 축복. 내가 분명히 이 사람 알게 된다니까요.
I'm faced with this hardship. I want to receive this blessing. You will absolutely come to be aware of this.
그때에 이 사람이 진짜 숨겨진 거 군대하고 전혀 관계없는 자기 얘기를 하게 돼요.
At that time, 그렇죠. What's hidden inside of them that has nothing to do with the military field, they'll begin to share.
그때 답을 주는 겁니다.
That's when you give them the answer.
이게 한 사람으로 보이지만 파장이 일어나요.
And that may just look like one person to you, but actually there will be great repercussions from.
더 큰 거는 이게 무너져.
And what's even more important is that the strategy of Satan will be absolutely destroyed.
엄청나죠.
It's an amazing fact.
그래서 이번에 중요한 세 가지 찾아내야 됩니다.
And that's why this time we must really discover the three very important things.
마지막으로 이 될 인생 편집을 뭘로 시켜야 되겠냐?
And so in this final time schedule, what must you help them to have life edited with?
오직 복음과 말씀이다.
It's only the gospel and the word.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
모든 문제 해결자이신 예수 그리스도의 은혜와 우리 하나님의 크신 사랑하심과 성령님의 지금 역사하심이 군 선교 제1 사명을 가진 모든 사역자들 위해
upon the heads of all of the ministry workers who are holding dear in their hearts the first mission of military missions
전국 세계 산업인들 위해
upon all the business people throughout the nation and the world
지금부터 영원까지
both now
항상 함께 계실지어다
and always forevermore. 아멘. Amen.